Well, hello again. Thanks for joining. Today I want to talk a little bit about faith. It's so important because both in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, we're told that the just live by faith. And so the way we live our life before God as Christians is by faith. Everything we do is by faith. The scripture says that which is not of faith is sin. Without faith, it says in Hebrews 11, without faith, verse 6, it is impossible to please God. So knowing what faith is and knowing what faith isn't is really important. Now, let me share a verse with you that's kind of contradictory to what I just said. It's from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. It says, even if we believe not, he abides faithful, for he cannot deny himself. That seems kind of confusing, having just said that it's so important that we walk by faith, because the Christian life begins and ends with our living by faith. Christian victory, walking in holiness, all that is living by faith. Ministry is done by faith. But that verse says, even when we believe not, he abides faithful, for he cannot deny himself. That verse is really important, because it gives us real insight into what faith actually is and how faith actually happens. Because faith isn't about your faith, first and foremost. It doesn't start with what you believe. Faith always starts with what he believes and our coming into agreement with what he believes. That's why it says in a number of places in Scripture, but one of the best known is Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And so that place in 2 Timothy 2:13 talks about, even if you don't believe, he abides faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Faith always starts with what he believes. It always starts with his faithfulness. Is he able? Is he a God of integrity? Does he mean what he says? And is he able to back up his act? Does he mean what he says? And can he do what he's promised? Faithfulness. Let me show you some verses. Really significant one. From Romans chapter 4. Speaking about Abraham, it starts off. It says, for this reason, verse 16, it is by faith that it might be in accordance with grace, in order that the promise may be certain to all the descendants, not only to those who are of the law, but also those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. For it is written, father of many nations have I made you, speaking of Abraham, in the sight of him whom he believed, even God, who gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist. And the King James says, calls that which is not as though it were. Now, this is what it says in verse 18. In hope against hope, Abraham believed in order that he might become a father of many nations, according to that which had been spoken, so shall your descendants be. So God has spoken it first. And there came a point in Abraham's life where it says, in hope against hope, he believed what God had spoken first. And without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body, now as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully assured that that which he had promised, he was able also to perform. That little phrase there, that last part, being fully assured that what he, God, had promised, he, God, was able also to perform. Now, it's interesting what it says about Abraham. It says that in respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, which is really amazing because the Lord spoke the word to Abraham, the promise to Abraham, that in his seed, all the earth will be blessed. And when he was like 75 years old, but for 25 years, Abraham did everything he could to try to make it happen without looking to God to do it supernaturally. Abraham in the natural was too old. Sarah had been barren in her womb all of her life, and therefore it was going to require a miracle for her to give birth in the natural to a child. And so what they did, they tried to push Eleazar, who was a nephew. They tried to, then the whole Hagar thing and Ishmael being born, until finally God just kept patiently speaking to him and said, this child is going to come from her womb and from your seed, talking about Sarah and Abraham. Both Sarah and Abraham laughed at God. There's a place where it says that Abraham fell on the ground and laughed at God because it just seems so absurd. By the time that he was born, by the time he gave birth to Isaac, Abraham was 100 years old. Sarah was 90 and again had been barren all of her life. So it was ridiculously impossible. But at some point, and that's in chapter 19 of Genesis, where this is when Sarah laughed. And the angel of the Lord had come and told them, you're going to give birth to a child. This time next year, you're going to have a child. And Sarah laughed. And so this angel said, did she laugh? And they tried to deny it. And he said, well, we're going to call him Isaac, which means God laughs. God laughs. I love that because God always gets the last laugh because he's faithful. And then it says that Abraham believed that God was able. Now that's at the point after 25 years of unbelief and trying to make it happen in his own strength. After 25 years, he saw and he said those words, God is able. It was no longer about what he was able to do. It was no longer about his, quote, faith. It was about God's faithfulness. And once he concluded that God was able, then faith happened. That's what goes on. That's how this works. When you keep your eyes on your faith, you're going to struggle and stumble, and you're going to find yourself in situations at times when you go, I just don't have faith for this. Well, it doesn't matter if you have faith for this. Does he have faith for this? Will he be faithful? That's really the only issue. Does he have faith for this? We live by the faith of the Son of God. Even when we believe not, he abides faithful because he can't deny himself. He can't stop being who he is. He can't stop being faithful. And so by the time he's 100 years old, that's what it says, when he contemplated the hope against hope, in verse 19, without becoming weak in faith and contemplated his own body, now as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old. So did Abraham eventually believe? Yes. But not when he was 75, not when he was 85, not when he was 95, when he was like 100 years old. Has that been like your life? I think it is a lot of Christians where they try so hard to live by faith, but they feel overwhelmed at times. There are just times they can't seem to believe. And what they haven't learned is that they live by the faith of the Son of God. They live by his faithfulness. And once we get that, then we can begin to consistently walk in the supernatural. Then we can start consistently walking victory because our faith isn't come by keeping our eyes on us. Faith is like eyes, your eyes. They only work when they're fixed on an object outside of yourself. It's the only way you know that they're working. And we have put so much faith in our faith that we think we have to have perfect faith. But scripture says just mustard seed faith can move a mountain. It's not your faith. It's his faithfulness. This is what Abraham finally saw, that he was able. This is why it says that when he contemplated his own body as good as dead as it was, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb, yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief. From that point, when he was 100, he did not waver in unbelief, but he grew stronger in faith because he just kept giving glory to God. See, strong faith isn't because of my capacity to believe, or me trying hard to believe. It's a result of focusing on the glory of God, keeping my eyes on God. For he says, giving glory to God, he grew strong in faith, and being fully assured, here's the issue, that what he, God, had promised, he, God, was also able to perform. You see that? He was giving glory to God, giving praise to God, because he kept his focus on the one who had promised, and the one who was able to perform it. And as he did that, his faith grew stronger and stronger. But it wasn't the result of him trying to have more faith or focusing on his faith. It was a result of focusing on the faithfulness of God. That's the issue. We can rest in the faithfulness of God. And when we do, instead of striving to believe, those who rest in the faithfulness of God find themselves growing strong in faith, but it's just a reflection that they're giving glory to God for his faithfulness, his ability to bring to pass what he had promised. That's so important for us to get. So if you're in a situation where you're having a hard time believing. You're thinking, I just don't have faith for this. The only issue is this. Is God faithful? Has he promised? Is he able? Does he have faith for it? Does he have faith that he can bring that to pass? Does he have faith that he can keep his word? Does he have faith that no matter what the barriers are, or what walls may be in front, or what the issues might be, what the warfare might be, the battle might be, how strong the enemy might be, does he have faith in his own ability to bring it to pass? He can't deny himself. Does he believe in his ability? And if you can simply look at that, keep your eyes on, does he have faith in his own ability to bring this to pass? Is he faithful? And if you'll just focus on his faithfulness, you'll suddenly discover you're walking in faith, and even great faith, because great faith doesn't try to believe. Great faith is a result of resting and praising God, resting in his faithfulness and his faithfulness alone. Well, have a blessed day. I pray that you spend the rest of the day resting in the faith of Christ, resting in the fact that he believes he's able. And I can rest in that. That if doesn't matter whether I believe whatever I believe can happen, does he believe? I have confidence in his ability to do what he believes he can do. That's what faith is. Keeping your eyes on the faithfulness of God. All right. Well, God bless you. Again, have a great rest of the day. And I'll see you again tomorrow at noon.